Calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net. Calling the Spark and Aries Net. This is KD0ETL. It's Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Lima. And I will be your net control station for this evening. My name is Paul, and my QTH is Hughesville, Missouri. The Spark Repeater Net meets each Sunday evening from approximately 8 p.m. until 8:30 local time on the Sedalia 147.03 MHz repeater with a minus offset. Purposes of the net are to gather hams in the area and exchange information of mutual interest and to promote public service by ham operators. At this time, do we have any emergency or time value traffic for the net? Are there any announcements for the net? Net Control has not necessarily well announcements and comments. Field day went well. We had good participation in Warrensburg with a joint venture with Warrensburg and Benton County. And thanks to all those that helped and showed up to visit and those that made contacts. Next is t-shirts. I still have some t-shirts. You know who they are if you haven't gotten one yet. And the next club meeting, to remind everyone, is July 7th at Sedalia Fire Headquarters at 8:30 a.m. Well, that's coming up in a couple weeks, less than a couple now. Alan, the other announcement is in July 21st, I believe it is the Warrensburg Ham Fest. So that'll be just west of Warrensburg itself at that school. We'll get more information out for that. And right now, I'll take check-ins, those that are in and out, mobiles and short timers. Call KD0ETL.
This is Kilo Delta Zero Juliet November. Chris, Sedalia, mobile in and out.
Net Control recognizes KD0JNN. Thanks for checking in. And we'll open up for regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call now.
KD0USK.
K0QAM.
This is
KY0P.
N0SAX.
KA0TPX. Jerry, don't.
Okay, we'll hold up there. We got K0TPX, N0SAX, KY0P, KE0QAM. And KD0USK. We'll go to the top of that list. Brett, good evening, Brett. How'd your weekend go?
Well, good evening, everybody, and everybody on the net. And I hope everybody had a really, really good field day. I had a good field day. I ended up going down to the Lake of the Ozarks club, Low Arc Club, Lake of the Ozarks Radio Club, anyway. Had a good time down there. Been down there. I've been a member there. That's where I first joined, and went down, made a lot of contacts, got set up, had a real good time, and spent the day down there. Was on the radio, probably got on at 1, and I got out of the chair about 5:30, and was pretty exhausted. So anyway, had a real good time, and hope everybody else did too. Other than that, have a great week. 73 KD0USK.
KD0USK, KD0ETL. All right, Brett, good deal. I'm glad you had a good time and made some good contacts. And we'll go to Chandler, KD0QAM. Good evening, Chandler. And your two contacts on 6 meters held. Nobody else made any contacts.
KD0QAM. Yeah, I don't know if anybody else. I left at about 5 o'clock yesterday at the field day. I keep wanting to say Ham Fest. We only made 2 contacts on 6 meters, but I had a blast doing it. And when I did get those 2 contacts, I was just the happiest person in the world.
That's good, and that's what it's all about is fun. So glad you were there and helped and made some contacts. Anything else for us?
I don't think we got anything else. Everyone have a good weekend. I think we got some storms coming in tonight from what I've heard. Nothing else. Everybody have a good weekend. 73 to everyone in the net. K0QAM, I'll be clear.
K0QAM, KD0ETL. All right, Chandler. I looked for rain all day and never did do anything. All right, next we'll go to Dennis, KY0P. Good evening, Dennis, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul. Everybody else on the net, good seeing you yesterday. Sorry I couldn't stay longer. I had several errands, a couple of them I took care of while I was up there. Anyway, good seeing some of the people from the Warrensburg Club that I hadn't seen in many years. Visited with them and the group from Benton County. It was good meeting Sam and a few of the others. So anyway, I turned on the HF today about 12:30, and from 12:30 to the end of field day, which is 1 o'clock, I made six contacts on 20 meters. So just kind of scanning up and down 20 meters, answering CQs. So that was about my extent of field day. But anyway, six contacts I wouldn't otherwise have. So had fun. And already looking forward to next year. With that, Paul, hey, I'll just turn it back to you, and I'll say 73 to everybody. Have a great week from KY0P.
KY0P, KD0ETL. All right, Dennis. Yeah, good to see you yesterday. Glad you got to visit a little and make some new friends again. So that was all good. Next, we'll go to N0SAX. Good evening, Jack, and your comments for us.
Good evening, Net Control and everybody else on the net. Really no traffic here, just checking in with the count. You have a very good signal in the Carrollton tonight, so enjoy listening to the net. N0SAX.
N0SAX, KD0ETL. All right, Jack, yeah, I've got you half scale on reverse, so good signal tonight. And anybody else that might be on... 6 or 10, 6 and 10 sound like they're still open a little bit, maybe going to East Coast or easterly direction. Thanks for checking in, Jack 73. We'll go to Jerry, K0TPX. Good evening, Jerry, and your comments.
Good evening, everybody. I've got 74 degrees right now, and I had a fair moderate field day up here at a 1 Delta Missouri home station. I worked one full page on the log sheet, and then third on the second one, and made by 51 contacts altogether, and most all of them were made on 15 and 10 meters this morning. That's all I've got to report. KA0TPX, back.
KA0TPX, KD0ETL. All right, Jerry, good deal on the contacts from home station. Glad you got to do that. I don't know if anyone made any 15-meter contacts in Warrensburg or not today. But I'm glad you did, and I did see 10 was open, too. Thanks for checking in. We're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net, call now.
Zero, FUD.
AJ5ZW.
E0LMY.
AD0VD.
KE0QYA.
Let's hold up there. Make sure I got everybody. I got K0QYA, AD0VD, K0LMY, KJ5ZW, and KE0FUD. Did I miss anyone? Okay, we'll start at the top of that list. Chris, KE0FUD. Good evening, Chris. Good to see you yesterday on your bike. And got to make a little trip that way. And what you got for us this evening on the net?
Hello, Paul and everybody on the net. I don't have a whole lot to talk about. I was glad to go over to the field day yesterday. It was a nice morning to ride over there. The portable tower setup was pretty neat. I enjoyed seeing that thing. Wish I'd have waited around to see it go all the way up. That'd have been pretty cool. But anyway, I spent most of the weekend working on broken junk around here. I just got home from test driving the minivan from getting the water pump replaced. Broke off 2 out of the 5 bolts that hold it onto the dang motor. We had to drill one of them out, and the other one, we just couldn't do anything with it because it was in a hard-to-get-to place. So it's in there. It's not leaking, but it's only got 4 out of 5 bolts holding it on, so I'm going to hope it lasts a while. That's all I've got. KE0FUD, back to you, Paul.
KE0FUD, KD0ETL. All right, Chris, yeah, I forgot you told me you're going to work on that minivan on the water pump. I bet that was a chore. I wouldn't even want to try and attempt that kind of stuff anymore. I showed my kids back when they were teenagers, and I haven't worked on much of any vehicles much to speak of since then, so I'll let them do it. Thanks for checking in. Go to Philip, KJ5ZW. Good evening, Philip. Are you all rested up?
KJ5ZW into the group. Yes, Paul, I am all rested up. Got home and put all my radio room back in order and got all the both radios mounted back up in here. And my garden is still in good shape. There's no deer tracks in the garden. That's always a deal. Good deal. And we mowed the yard this evening knowing it's going to rain, and it started looking scraggly, so we got the yard all mowed. And then I got a little bit of information on the Centerview School at Highway 50 and I think 58. Warrensburg Hamfest starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they will have testing at 10 o'clock if anybody wants to do a test there. And I do appreciate the help you did for me, Paul, and got me going with that PSK. I've been wanting to play with that for quite a while, and I just had some problems. I just couldn't seem to iron out. So, nothing more to the net, so I'll turn it back to the net control, KD0ETL, BKJ5ZW.
KJ5ZW, KD0ETL. All right, Philip, yeah, I'm glad we got that straightened out and you got to play with it a little bit, and I got to learn your program a little bit myself. I may put that one in my computer, too, and try it again on mine, see how I like it different than the others. And anyway, we'll catch you later in the week. Have a good week, and give that manual tuner a try at home there, maybe this week sometime. We'll go to Sam, KE0LMY. Good evening, Sam, and are you rested up?
This is KE0LMY. That was funny. As soon as you asked that question, Roger yelled, "No, I still have not been to bed yet." So Roger is going, I don't know what she's running on, but if she doesn't go to bed soon, I think he's going to dump me in the bed. But I wanted to stay awake so that I could hit all the nets right in a row this evening. I was so excited to meet everybody, and field day was so amazing. I plan on putting lots of more pictures up on the Facebook album, and then on the BentonCountyAries.org website, I'll have lots of stuff up there. But I wanted to stay around and check in with you guys. This is KE0LMY back to net.
KE0LMY, KD0ETL. Yeah, it was nice to meet you too, and glad you got to make a lot of contacts overnight. And sounds like we'll maybe do it again next year, so we'll see how that goes. And yeah, I think your coffee's going to run out here pretty soon. You're going to crash. So, 73 to you. We'll go to Donald, KE80VD. Good evening, Donald, and your comments.
Well, you guys had a good time last night. As you know, I started out in Fulton yesterday morning, helped get the antenna and everything up and going. And then in the afternoon, came over to Warrensburg and was there for a little while. And, you know, the guys over in Fulton, they did pretty good. They kept 2 people on the radio all night long. And they finally, you know, all gave up about noon today. They had a good time. They said made several contacts after I left. Maybe I was just a jinx for them. They got home, you know, today all I did is watch races. Best thing to do when you want to rest. I hope everybody has a great week. Paul, don't work too hard. We'll be clear on yours.
KD0VD, KD0ETL. All right, Donald, yeah, I'll try not to work too hard. Sounds like it may rain next couple days, so I guess I'll work down here in the shack. It still needs a little straightening. All right, talk to you later in the week, 73. We'll go to Richard, KE0QIA. Good evening, Richard, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul, and good evening, everybody on the net. I just want to say how much I enjoyed attending my first field day. Got to meet several different people, got to see several different rigs. Had a real good tour director up there. Just want to give her some kudos. But other than that, really don't have much to report tonight. A little tired, just about like everybody else that went up there. And just hope everybody has a good week. 73s to everybody. KE0QYA. We'll turn it back over to net control.
KE0QYA, KD0ETL. All right, Richard. Yeah, good to have a conversation with you, and glad you enjoyed your first field day, and hope there's many more. I plan on many more, so we'll catch you later in the week. I'm sure you'll be on the air. We're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call now.
KD0OPS.
KD0IZI, Mark in Boonville.
Net control recognizes KD0IZI and KD0OPS. Excuse me. KD0OPS, good evening, Darren, and your comments for the net tonight.
Just wanted to say a little late coming into field day, but we held there for a while. KE0QYL was with me, and enjoyed keeping Rick and or Nick and KJ5ZW company up there for a while they made some contacts. It's a good experience. That was our first field day there, and look forward to many more with the club there. Appreciate all the hospitality to everybody that was up there, and good times. KD0OPS back to net control.
Zero OPS, KD0ETL. Yeah, good to see you there. Closer to the evening time yesterday, and glad you got to hang around and enjoy a little field day. So thanks for checking in. We'll go to Mark, KD0IZI. Good evening, Mark, and your comments.
KD0IZI. Really not much. I really didn't get to attend field day. I was busy with my mom taking care of her, so that's a little more important. So hopefully next year I'll be able to make it out and actually get to work on the field day, either with the Boonville group or somewhere, you know, around here. But anyway, regardless of that, there's plenty more to come for me. But I'll just say 73s, and thanks for getting me in there. KD0IZI.
KD0IZI in the net. KD0ETL. All right, Mark. Yeah, sorry to hear about mom not being well. Hopefully it's getting better, and she'll be back on her feet and back to normal. So thanks for checking in. And we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call now.
KA0JWA.
Kilo Delta Zero Whiskey X-Ray Tango.
Net control recognizes KD0WXT and KA0JWA. Good evening, Brooks. Did you ever hook up with WB0H yesterday or today?
No, he was nowhere to be found there. I tried working him this morning on the link down there to Warsaw. I'm guessing it must have been down, because I had another friend of mine on the phone, and he said him and Mark were talking, and I didn't hear him, so I'm assuming the link was broken. Yeah, just about missed the net this evening. I was over on 75 and look up and see what time it was. But did anybody mention the special events station coming up there?
Nope, I forgot. Yeah, I guess I was counting on John being in there, give a little, anybody that's still in there, I'll try and send something out to you. They're trying to set up a special event station with the Soapbox Derby meeting and conference or whatever it is that's coming to town here, I guess this next week, so this next weekend. So they're trying to set it up and do a special event and see how many contacts they get, and then we can make certificates up to send out with what they send in, and whatever we make off of it, we'll be able to put into the treasury. So that's the information on it. John N0EE has the most information on it besides Zen and probably Brooks. So if you want to contact them by email, they can give you some more heads up on it. And Brooks, if I miss something, let me know.
Well, you missed the fact that I don't know anything. But, yeah, it's for the National Derby Rally, which is coming into town. They will be here, I think, setting up Friday, I believe it is. And then they'll run races, I think, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with the Wednesday one being the national race. And I guess it's pretty good. Going to be a pretty good size little deal. I said there's 30 some states represented with people coming in. So anyway, anybody wishing to help out with this could contact N0 Echo Echo. I think he's kind of ramrodding this right now. I haven't had a chance to talk to him, so I don't know really any more than Paul has said at this point. But we'll be trying to get that up and running here in the next few days and be ready to go by the 4th, I think, is when we'll probably operate, either maybe the 3rd and 4th. We haven't decided yet, but anybody wishing to, help, welcome.
Okay. If you need further information, email John N0EE, and we'll find out more information. I'm sure he'll be on here to let us know. All right, thanks, Brooks, and I'll put Lana down as another check-in. And we'll go to Roger, KD0WXT. Good evening, Roger, and your comments.
You like that for a comment? I just wanted to say it was good to hear everybody getting along like they did, having a good time at field day. I was 1D. From the house here, I'd come in, work for a little bit, go out, mow the yards more, go out, come back in, and do it again. And the bands were just crazy. I could only really work 20 meters with the setup I had, and they just having a tough time. And then this morning, I put everything that KE0LMY had back together here in the house, and I got 15 meters, 10 meters, 6 meters, and then a thunderstorm popped up over my head, and that was pretty much the end of it.
KD0WXT, KD0ETL. All right, Roger. Yeah, it sounds, she said you were going to run from home, so I was curious how many contacts you were able to make. Sounds like it was better today. So anyway, glad you got to do that and didn't get hit by lightning. So thanks for checking in, and you have a great week. We're at the bottom of the list. Last call for check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call KD0ETL.
Recheck.
Go recheck.
Yeah, this is KD0OPS. If you could put down KE0QYL, she's sitting here beside me.
Sorry, Amber, I forgot to write you down when Darren was in there, so I got her in there too. Any last check-ins for a Spark Repeater Net? Call now.
Check.
Go recheck.
Paul, well, I sent you met KE0MY. She's probably not going to like me saying this, but I kind of refer to her as a humwawa, a cross between a hummingbird and a chihuahua. She has more energy than you could ever imagine, and we always try to make sure that we always keep the coffee and the caffeine away from her.
Okay, yeah, that'd be just twice as bad then, wouldn't it? I think Richard K0 Q QA was calling her the cruise director, like the old Love Boat show.
She told me about that, and I got online and searched for images of it and come up with a picture of Julie, the cruise director, holding a clipboard, and I was going to put it on the Facebook page as KE0LMY cruise director.
There you go. All right, sounds good. You have a great week.
Keep all of KD0WXT back in that control.
All right, looks like we had a total of 17 check-ins this evening, and then that ran for approximately 28 minutes. Thanks for everybody that checked in. Good to see everyone at field day. Everyone have a great week. 73 KD0ETL.